fabulous wealth of deep sea creatures, even the giant squid that lurk in the depths of a vast underwater canyon. To dive so deep and remain there for over an hour, whales must spend around 10 minutes filling their lungs and blood with oxygen, much to the interest of a passing fur seal. These young bulls will now spend another 15 years bulking up in the nutrient-rich seas. Only when they have become 30-ton giants will the largest predators on Earth finally return to the tropics to compete for a mate. Two 200 years ago, on the other side of the South Pacific, the journey of our whalemen was coming to an end. Ninety-four days after the ship was scuttled by a sperm whale, one of the whale boats was finally spotted 400 miles off the coast of Chile. Only Captain Pollard and Ramsdell remained, gnawing on the bones of their dead shipmates. Seventeen days earlier, in their darkest hour, they had drawn lots, executed, and eaten them. Of the three boats that were cast adrift, two resorted to cannibalism. One was never seen again. Navigating and surviving in this vast, remote wilderness had proved almost impossible for these experienced sailors. And at times, even the ultimate ocean travelers need help. Natural harbors may be safe havens for sailors, but for the migratory whales, they can be death traps. A pod of 12 bull sperm whales has become fatally stranded. Was this stranding caused by one whale making a navigational error? No one knows. But with social bonds so strong, the other whales can't help but follow. Is still alive, but without sufficient water to support his incredible bulk, his internal organs will be crushed. Left like this, he will die within days. Thankfully, our attitude to sperm whales has changed from exploitation to conservation. So a rescue team tries to dislodge him with waves from the bow of their boat. But he's held fast. His sunburnt skin quickly blisters.